Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
This is Vicki Winterton, and I am so thrilled that you joined us today because with us we have Pamela Miles. Pamela has taught at Yale Medical School, presented at Harvard Medical School and the National Institutes of Health, and has been interviewed by a wide range of media, including all the biggies, CNN, NBC, Fox, Allure, U.S. News and World Report, and Dr. Oz. She is an expert on boundary setting and offer salvation to those who can never say no with her 7 tips to build blessed boundaries. Pamela, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm really thrilled to be here.
I wanted to ask you, first of all, if you could tell a little bit about your background and how you came to your passion and purpose for those that may not have had the privilege of knowing you yet.
Well, you know, it's pretty simple, and I'll give you the short version because it really did start when I was a kid. I was very, very interested in the inner world and spirituality, and I started studying meditation and yoga from a book on my own as a child and noticed pretty quickly that I could do things that made a significant difference in the way I felt, you know, my confidence and my anxiety level. And this was before I was really even thinking in terms of anxiety, you know. So it was very simple and very direct and had an immediate impact. And I have been following that ever since. I practiced yoga and meditation, became a meditation teacher. I became a healer. I realized that I had an ability to be a catalyst for other people. You know, sharing knowledge, certainly, but also asking them gentle questions that helped them bring their awareness to the places that could make a difference. Because typically, when we're frustrated, we're just digging our well in the wrong earth, right? You know? And we wonder why the desert keeps being dry, no matter how deeply we dig. And then if we can get a little sense of, well, if you move over this way a little bit, or well, what about that? And people have aha moments that open up possibilities for them. And I noticed, you know, when I was really quite young that I had the ability to do that. I mean, I was in college and people who were 50s and 60s, established in business, very successful, were coming to me for help. And, you know, it was really like surprising because I thought they had it so much more together than I did. But what I realized is that in some ways that was true. But there was this peace, this internal peace, this connection to our own innate spirituality that I was very much rooted in, and I could help other people make that connection. I could empower them to make that connection. So I became a Reiki master the old-fashioned way, you know, with years of training and practice. I've been practicing Reiki now for 30 years, but I was interested in it, first of all, because it was easy, you know, a much faster feedback than people trying to meditate, and I became a Reiki master because I saw that people took to the practice faster than they took to meditation. And so all of the content that I share through my programs has come from my personal experience and more than 40 years of working with people, counseling them, empowering them, and, you know, seeing what works and helping people find that for themselves. That wasn't such a short version after all, was it?
That's wonderful. Well, you know, I think it's fabulous because you wrote a wonderful book around Reiki therapy, and you're going to be writing another book, several books around building blessed boundaries. But tell me a little bit about why you think building boundaries are so important to the individual.
People need to know where they are and where they are not. It's just that simple. You know, when we're scattered, when we're all over the place, when we're too reactive to other people, we lose our opportunities for happiness. We lose the connection to the radiance in our own hearts. And so if we can master boundaries, then everything else we do is going to be, if not easy, it's at least going to be easier. I tell my students that the first boundary that you need to be really clear about is the one that keeps you from getting overwhelmed. Because when we get overwhelmed, when we allow ourselves to get overwhelmed, we don't make good decisions. So the first decision is, okay, I'm overwhelmed, I'm venturing in that direction, time to get myself back to center. And it really can happen a whole lot faster than people think.
That is so beautiful. So tell us maybe a couple tips on how one would get started on the idea of building blessed boundaries. I know you have 7 tips and a wonderful program developed around this, but just give us a little bit of a startup for those of us that are just starting out.
Oh, listen, I'm happy to do that. And I would say that the first thing you want to know how to do and then actually do is to get back in your body, because our bodies have natural boundaries, right? We're not confused. Is that my leg over there? You know, we know exactly where our legs are. So when we flex the strong muscles in the legs, the quads and the hamstrings and the glutes, those muscles that we sit on, it brings our awareness really present in our bodies, and that natural sense of boundaries is very grounding and clarifying. Do you want to do a little exercise right now?
Oh, sure.
Okay, it just takes really a minute, and I'm going to time it because I want people to see how easy it is. So we sit on our butts, and probably most of the people listening are doing that. And if you squeeze your butt, your gluteals, you'll lift out of your seat a little bit. That's how you know you're doing it. And just do that a couple times, and you can do both sides at the same time. It's probably easier, although you can get tricky and do one side and then the other, kind of rocking there. And then move to your quads. So if you can, rest your hands on the tops of your thighs. And if you're sitting with your feet flat on the floor and you push your heel, and this one you're better off doing one at a time. Push your heel into the floor, right side, then left side, right side, then left side. You can feel the quad on each side get stronger, take up more space.
Yeah.
And then if you put your hands below your thighs, and this one is a little trickier, but you can get so you can do it really easily. You can get so you can do this while you're standing. And then if you think of dragging your heel closer to your butt, that usually will engage the hamstring. And again, this is one that you want to do one side and then the other. So that's been a minute and 20 seconds.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Do you feel different?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. Lighter and, yeah. So what are some of the benefits that people can expect long-term by engaging into this type of exercises and other things that you recommend?
Well, they can pretty quickly start feeling happier. And when we live in a happier state of mind, we also start being healthier. You know, we feel more content with ourselves. We're not always chasing after some crisis or drama. That's not just a nicer place to live, but it also means that we're no longer hurting ourselves by streaming all of these aggressive hormones through our bloodstream, which have real changes that they create in the body, and overall, over a period of time, create a degenerative condition that leaves us wide open for whatever diseases we are inclined toward genetically and also that are environmentally exacerbated.
Can you maybe elaborate on that a little bit? Because I think people, when you think about building blessed boundaries, so many times we think of it, and that's what I immediately went to, is that we're talking about people. It strikes me from what you're saying that there are other boundaries that you build that contribute to health and all sorts of things that aren't necessarily just people related.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because most people think that boundaries are things that other people should have. You know, and they'll just go on and obsess about, oh, I can't believe she did that, or how could he ever, or like that, you know, instead of realizing that when we start enacting clear, compassionate boundaries, people start relating to us differently. You know, bullies are only looking for somebody that they can pick on. So we don't have to be aggressive in return when we're just very clearly present in our bodies and aware. We see situations building before we're at the point of confrontation. And people either see that there's no future in relating to us, you know, in that way, or we're able to kindly but clearly let people know this isn't going to happen. You know, we learn how to decline the invitation without rejecting the person. But as you said, all of that skill really comes from drawing boundaries within ourselves. And maybe it's more of recognizing the boundaries that are there rather than really building them. Because we do have natural inclinations, you know, things that we're more interested in, for example, things that are more nourishing to us. And when we realize the boundaries of what nourishes us, like for me, an example is color. You know, when I moved into a new apartment at a really difficult time in my life, the first thing I did was paint the walls a beautiful shade of a rosy beige, because I knew that that color would lift me and help me feel that I had what I needed to address the challenges ahead of me, and it did. You know, I literally would sit there and just look at the walls, which were empty, you know, but they were this great color. So I had recognized a boundary in my innate constitution, you know, that I'm very sensitive to beauty and color in particular. Somebody else may notice boundaries of what disturbs them. Well, and again, I'll use myself as an example. One thing that I cannot block out is loud noise. If there's anything, I probably shouldn't let people know this. But if there's anything that will disturb me, it is repeated loud noise. I love music, but if it's too loud, even music that I love, is an irritant. And in fact, research shows that nobody is able to block out noise. Even if we can sleep through it, our system is still reacting to it, which is not so good. So when we know the boundaries of our vulnerabilities, then we can make choices that protect us from being in that situation.
That is so beautiful. When you were giving these examples, it struck me that it's expanding our boundaries. Like once you know your own boundaries, then there's an expansion and also can be a contraction involved with it.
I think it is the appropriate or balanced pairing of expansion and contraction. because there is a time for both. There's a time to pull in, and then there's a time to open out. And the trick is to be present enough in our bodies, to be aware in the moment, so that we can respond to the situation we're in the most appropriate way, to befriend that situation, you know, to have a collaborative approach to life instead of a combative one.
So is there a possibility that we may have some boundaries that we identify that aren't healthy for us?
And we would call them limitations. Imagined limitations. Yeah, and I think the most important one is feeling that we're not up to it. We think we just say, oh, no, I can't deal with that. Well, it's kind of surprising how much we can deal with and how effectively we can address challenging situations when we are, and I'm beginning to sound like a nag now, but when we are present in our bodies. So making a habit, you know, creating the boundary to make a habit of flexing those large muscle groups several times a day, maybe on the hour, you know, have a little ping on your phone or something that reminds you and just check in. Now, after years of doing this, I don't need to ping my phone to remember to do it because I'm always monitoring my state. And this way, if I'm getting a little skitsy, you know, I can feel that rising in me early where it's so easy to just come back to home base. I think a lot of times when people feel that they're not up to it, they're looking at the end zone instead of realizing getting to the end zone starts with the step you take right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is so beautifully put, and it's so incredibly empowering, really empowering. So what would you say are the most important outcomes that people can expect? We talked a little bit about benefits before, but if you start doing this on a regular basis and you start living it, actually living it, how can you expect your life to change?
People start experiencing greater self-love and approval, what I call radical self-approval. You know, it's too late to decide to be somebody else, so you might as well love, you know, the song Love the One You're With, like,
right.
Love the one you are, and start from there, you know, and when people feel more self-appreciation, they also look to others with greater appreciation. So what that means often is that the spouse or the partner or the person sitting in the desk next to you at work that has been a little problematical becomes less problematical because you see, you know, we're all doing the best we can and we have more space for ourselves to do the best we can and then more space for other people and we can see it. I have students who come to the second session and already, like in the first day, recently one woman said, you know, when I got home, I saw my husband had left the pilot light on again. The stove. And she said, he does this a lot. But this time I didn't get angry. My first thought was, oh my gosh, he works so hard. You know, he's so exhausted that he didn't notice, and she just shut it off. And she said it was a while before she realized how revolutionary that was. Because In the past, she would have started ragging on him.
Incredible. So it can be a real transformation that you don't even realize is actually happening.
Yes, because it's small. You know, it's small steps. But that's how transformation, real transformation, happens, you know, because if something happens too abruptly, too suddenly, we're in shock. That doesn't read as a good thing to our systems. But when we start feeling better and making better decisions, over the course of time. And I'm not talking about a lot of time to start seeing that something is happening, that something is improving. But then we look back over 6 months, over a year, over 5 years, and we start thinking of our lives in terms of before we started practicing and after we started practicing. So spiritual practice is really the cornerstone of all of the programs that I have, and it can be the person's choice of spiritual practice. And if they don't have one, I have a meditation CD in the Blessed Boundaries program. I have a recorded guided meditation that people can listen to, because we need to be still in order to drop inside ourselves, to drop inside our hearts, to be in a good place to make the next choice.
Mm. Oh, that's so beautiful. So I know you have a Blessed Boundaries program coming up. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Blessed Boundaries is like no program that I have seen anywhere. It is something that people can do at home, and we also have an online hub that people can come in and out of as they like. So it's 24/7 access. We have people literally from around the world participating. And I think of it as this online spiritual community, in that we're all doing our own spiritual practice, which is most often either a short meditation from the recording that I give, or a brief Reiki self-treatment if people have that training, and then writing from our hearts, starting with a prompt that I provide each day. And people have such powerful insight when they write from their hearts. You know, in this culture in particular, you and I are both in the U.S., you know, people do things from their heads rather than their hearts most often. So just being able to get a skill of dropping into your heart and then letting your heart speak through your fingers, and discovering beliefs that you have and discovering appreciation that you have. And occasionally people feel emotion and they just write through it to a point of more freedom and clarity. And then as they want to, they come online and I write articles that are published only in the program that help people, you know, with their self-inquiry and also with skill building. And they share as they like. Their home writing, the heart writing, they never share with anybody, because we don't want people to be inhibited at all. You know, when you're writing from the heart, if you start thinking, oh, they'll really be impressed with this, you know, that's the end of the heart writing. So by drawing that boundary that we never share our heart writing with anyone else, then it keeps it safe and protected. But we can share our insights, we can ask questions, we can commune with others. And I'm online many, many times a day, mentoring people as they ask for it, you know, respective of their privacy. But when they ask questions, I'm happy to share my perspective and, you know, and just cheer them on. We also have, it's paced very beautifully. It goes for 3 weeks, but we have days that are catch-up days. So if people aren't able to write every day, I raised 2 children as a single mom. I know what it's like. Then it doesn't matter. They can just come back the next day.
Oh, how beautiful is that? Well, please share with everyone how they might be able to enroll in the program as well as connect with you.
The next Blessed Boundaries program starts on January 27th, and we have a website, myblessedboundaries.com. People can go there, and it'll take you right to the page, which is actually on my website, PamelaMiles.com. So either way, directly to PamelaMiles.com, and then you can see the Blessed Boundaries tab, or type in myblessedboundaries.com and search for that. People can come and they can get on the mailing list if they want, and then we'll have a couple of intro programs. So if they're on the mailing list, they'll be informed of those dates.
Oh, beautiful. Pamela, thank you so much for the generosity of your time to join us today and share all of this fabulous information. And I hope everyone will go to the websites and learn more and join the program. It sounds just phenomenal.
Well, Vicki, thank you so much for letting me talk about this work that I love so much.
It's wonderful when you do what you love, and it's obvious from the contribution you're making across the world that you do love what you do. And thank you so much for finding it and sharing it with all of us. And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's G-E-T-E-I.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.